city of Portland is engaging in even more socialism. Somehow, city of Portland thinks, hey, you know what? We can't keep our streets clean. We can't keep anybody. You know, vacancy rate is super high in downtown. Nobody really wants to go there anymore. We got all kinds of nut jobs running around. We got people that are whacked out on drugs. We got homeless running around everywhere. But hey, you know what? You know what we should do? We should build a bunch of housing and run it ourselves. Social housing. It's a great concept. Let's get into it. This should be podcasts for days. Let's get into it. Here we go. Plan to study social housing sales through Portland City Council with unanimous support. Is that not a shocker? That's not a shocker at all, right? If it's found to be feasible, if social housing is found to be feasible, because based on this study by Nutjob Jimmy over there, it's all good. Portland could end up in the business of public housing. I'll read that again. Portland could end up in the business of public housing. What could go wrong here? Portland, Oregon, in the business of public housing. Oh, let the entertainment begin. Keeping rents permanently affordable in those city-owned buildings. Well, the whole concept behind, you know, rents permanently affordable is that your taxpayers' dollars goes to subsidize that. And with the city of Portland, the way that they've run things, 150 days of violent rioting with Antifa and Black Lives Matter trying to light federal buildings on fire, I'm sure they're capable of, you know, running just a scooch of billions of dollars with the public housing. It should be fine. It should be fine. I don't see the problem here. I'm joking, of course. This is an absolute unabated disaster waiting to happen. And I will happily podcast, literally, for years. Because, I mean, the Lord giveth sometimes. You know, you got to go with that. Let's watch a little video. I got a good one here. This.
Well, last week, we told you about a resolution by two members of Portland City Council to have the city look into social housing.
Mm.
It's housing built and often managed by the government, also known as public housing.
Mm.
The government would be tasked with keeping a stock of homes permanently affordable for people living in Portland. Now, we like to know what you guys think about these types of
ideas. Our best.
A lot of you wrote to us to tell us that you thought it was a bad idea. But that was not the case at City Council today, when just about everyone who showed up for public comment was in favor of social housing. And ultimately, Council approved the resolution unanimously.
Here's the thing. Everybody that's responsible, everybody that's reasonable is, during these council meetings, they're working, or they're at home with their kids, or they're going to sleep because they got to get up and go to work. They don't have time to be going to these nut job meetings, which are critical. But I say nut job because the only people are people from Antifa, people with just these ideologies, people on literally the dole. I'm getting government money. What do I need a job for? And they're like, yeah, social housing. This will be great. So that's why in so many of these situations, you know, the folks that make it to the meetings, They're the far left kooks. And in Portland, it's no different. People will continuously say, hey, you know, I brought this up. I made a comment here. Doesn't really matter. You got to be at those meetings and you got to put the hammer on these elected officials. But that's not happening, especially in cities like Portland, Seattle, you know, San Francisco, where you got a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands, because socialism works for those who don't. Bottom line, right? Bottom line, it's a coffee cup you can get on my website.
Here's City Councilman Jamie Dunphy from District 1, which is much of East Portland.
Every time we try to make a bold move on housing, whether it's affordability, stability, or fairness, we hear the same refrain: the private market won't build if you do that. So it's time for us to stop waiting on the private market. This is a supply side problem. This is not a regulatory problem. A developer recently...
Disagree. 100% disagree. This is a supply issue because of your regulatory nonsense. Keep constricting all of the supply elements and you'll end up with no supply, and then your rents go to the moon. I mean, it's just not that hard to figure out. Let builders build cheap land, just make it all plentiful, cut and go, blow and go. And you've got a different market, but you can't do that in Oregon. You can't do that in Washington. You've got these growth management acts. You've literally restricted where you can and can't build. And then things were already so expensive, that, of course, private market says, no, we're not building that for you. We need an actual margin of profit in order to incentivize us to build this social housing. And we're not doing that without a profit margin. And so the city goes, well, screw it. We'll do it ourselves. And then it costs twice as much and it costs three times as much because the city is running the bureaucracy of maintaining said housing. I mean, it's just an absolute rampant for a city like Portland. This is an absolute money suck.
Told me that if we handed him the land and the permits for free.
I want you to hear all of this. This is interesting.
Supply side problem. This is not a regulatory.
No.
A developer recently told me that if we handed him the land and the permits for free, they still wouldn't be building in Portland today because the financiers of housing construction won't invest unless they're guaranteed exorbitant returns in the form of
exorbitant returns. Oh, you mean they want a profit because they want to feed their families? Oh, they want to have a profit component because then they can keep their businesses going? Unlike the government, which just, oh, we got a big budget deficit. What do we do? Oh, we're just going to throw some more taxes on the people. They'll take it. They'll bend over and take it. This is what we're doing.
Extremely high rents, which requires a constrained supply. That means there's no scenario in which developers will build enough housing to affect the supply problem. They're not going to risk their own returns. So if developers won't build...
They can't. They want to stay in business. They're not going to risk it for you, you numbnut. They're just not, because you've already constricted their ability to build, and there's virtually no supply of land. So... all of these things, you know, all of the things that Portland is doing is literally constricting your supply. And that's just going to result in rents through the roof and property values through the roof. Every area where you have rent controls, guess what? That's an area that has worked on constricting supply. And that's what you see. And invariably, high rents. So, is there a cause and effect?
What our city needs, then the city must explore how we do it ourselves.
A few groups showed up saying they're already working on developing affordable housing, like Habitat for Humanity and the Albina Vision Trust, and they'd like to have the city's support to grow the programs that are already in place. One of them was Reverend Heather Riggs.
My church is also a part of a coalition of faith communities who are interested in building housing on church-owned land. We are supporting a bill in the state legislature that would release pre-development funds that would unlock this land for nonprofit affordable housing or social housing. This resolution to study alternative housing financing and ownership models is a step in the right direction for helping churches like mine build nonprofit, affordable, supportive housing. However, I will say that I would prefer that we skip the study and just move forward with this model that has been amply demonstrated to work in many other places.
All 12 council members approved the resolution, which is certainly noteworthy. They liked the idea of partnering with organizations already working on affordable housing. Now, the resolution directs the city administrator to submit a report by May of next year analyzing social housing methods that could work in Portland. The city can look at other public housing models across the country and around the world and see how it might impact Portland's housing market and the burden on city government. And we'll be watching for that report.
Oh, yes, we will. Blair, don't worry. I will be watching because that's, you know what, guys? It seems like building social housing is going to be a little expensive. So maybe we'll go back to our building. Yeah, it'll be some horse's ass thing like that, right? I mean, just absolute insanity. So I want to reemphasize one point here. This is that one guy, Dumphy, a developer recently told the one guy who was talking there for a while. They said financial backers won't invest unless they know they'll receive the kind of returns guaranteed by extremely high rents, otherwise known as market rents, because of the way that you've handled permitting, because of the layers of bureaucracy, because of the layers of just nonsensical environmental nonsense, because of a lot of tree huggers, because of all kinds of those type things which have impacted your construction. Extremely high rents are now just market rents because all of that takes cost, and that cost is reflected in the rents needed to return investment on capital and provide a profit. It's not that hard, folks. It's just simple economics and how to run a business effectively. But again, this is Portland, and they don't know anything about building an effective business environment, because look at the vacancy rate in downtown Portland right now. I think it's officially 34%. It's one of the, I think, the three highest in the United States. You've got New York, you've got San Francisco, and you've got Portland that are just tippy top because they're Democrat-run, big blue, liberal cities. And they've been impacted from work from home, but more importantly, they've got street level conditions that are horrific, and businesses don't want to go into environments that are impacted by public safety. We've got Denver right now is coming out with a massive program to, you know, help its public safety. They're going to run an extra 10 cops out there in the downtown core and have some of those cops run around on horses, which I like seeing cops on horses. That's cool. They just, because nobody screws around with a cop on a horse. Oh, good Lord, is he going to run me over? Don't want that. All right, I did it. You know what I mean? So, guaranteed by extremely high rents, otherwise known as rents in Portland, in turn requiring a constrained supply. No, the constrained supply has resulted in the high rents, and you constricted it, Mr. Democrat, because Republicans are pro-business, blow and go. Let's cut it up. Let's develop it. Let's build it. Oh, hey, we've got a supply of affordable housing now. Or just housing that's not outrageously expensive. That should probably be what it is. So this misnomer, this ideology that you're somehow going to bring affordable housing to Seattle, to Portland, to San Fran, to LA, to Vancouver, BC, this idea that you can somehow create affordable housing doesn't exist, won't happen, will not occur. You're going to have stuff like this because no builder can do it and stay in business. And that's literally socialism, right? I mean, at its core, that's what you're doing. Now, there are countries around the world that have a fairly significant portion of their housing is, you know, exactly what we're talking about here. Housing built, developed, run for by the government. We've got Austria, Denmark, and Netherlands. They all have about 20% of their housing stock in public housing. Now, what's the tax rate in those cities? You don't see a lot of billionaires coming out of Austria, Denmark, or the Netherlands, do you? Nah, not a lot of promotion of business there. Yeah, interesting. I know somebody's going to throw, but this guy came from Austria. Arnold came from Austria, right? Finland, France, Iceland, the UK, and Ireland, they've got about 10% to 19% of their stock in public housing. Again, those are not countries where you've got a lot of promotion of businesses. You just don't. You just don't hear of, you know, that type of environment being built because it's not. You've got high taxation in all of those. Right? So that taxation's got to go towards creating this stuff. Portland? Yeah, it's going to be the same thing. I mean, with the numbnuts in office in Portland, same thing here in Seattle. You know, they're trying to get better and they're trying to be reasonable, but you still got so many people that, you know, are just left-wing nut jobs that don't understand basic economics like demand and supply, that you're always going to have these issues. Because these people won't listen to reality at all. So there's no scenario in which developers will build enough housing to affect the supply problem. Correct. Even if they could do it at a profit, you're probably not going to have that because selling this stuff in the open market to the private sector, way more profitable. So unless you want to just really double down and, you know, make that a big old fatty margin, which you're not going to do, they're not going to risk their own returns. So, well, because if they do risk their own returns on building public housing, they will go out of business if those returns don't come in. They'll go out of business. And then you got one less business, which is exactly what's happened in Seattle, Portland, San Fran, LA. The list goes on and on and on. of big liberal blue cities. So if developers won't build what our city needs, then the city must explore how we do it ourselves. So you can't really keep your streets clean. You can't keep businesses in the downtown core, but let's go ahead and take on development. Let's go ahead and take on construction. Let's take on plan building. Let's take on, you know, the whole subset of, you know, what it takes to actually put something up. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be under budget. Don't you think? Don't you think? Oh, City of Portland's, they're the developer on this one. Okay. Here's my bid, right? Several groups like Habitat for Humanity, okay, I don't really care about these because they don't have the ability to provide any kind of bandwidth. They're do-gooder programs that we need them because we need some component of this type of housing. But the idea that you're going to be able to build it en masse and it's going to work by a governmental entity like the City of Portland is just absolutely delusional at best. At best. It's delusional. My church is also part of a coalition of faith communities. Doesn't matter. You're not going to be able to build enough. We don't care. This resolution to study alternative housing, financing, and ownership models is a step in the right direction for helping churches like mine. I hear what you're saying, but it's not going to move the needle at all. Your needle is going to be on E as far as affordable housing goes. And that's how these big cities are. You just got to recognize that there is no affordable housing. And people who need affordable housing, they're kind of out of luck, right? That's how this goes. It's the hardcore reality. It's like tough love with these people. They don't want to put people in jail that are on drugs and are mentally insane. They don't want to put them in a mental institution. And they certainly don't want to put them in treatment. But that's where these folks need to be. But because they're not willing to go with tough love, which is, you know what? Maybe another area cheaper might be better for you. Now, everybody's going to say in the, you know, comments, oh, not everybody can move. You got to make decisions. You got to make life decisions. Not everybody is going to be cut out to live in a Portland. Not everybody's going to be cut out to live in a Seattle. But that is the utter essence of this, is that everybody should be able to live wherever they want. Even though they're not paying taxes, even though they're not contributing, even though they are just literally a stain on the sidewalk. Yeah. Council members seem to like the idea of partnering with existing organizations. They don't know what they're doing. Clearly, these people have no idea. With existing organizations working on affordable housing and the resolution to study social housing sailed through unanimously. I'm here for the ride, right? Just like you are. I'm here for the ride. Let's watch it happen. Should be fine. It's kind of like, that high-speed 220-mile-an-hour rail system in California. How's that working out? I released a podcast not that long ago. Yeah, they're shy $7 billion just to keep it going. They need seven with a B in front of it, billion, by next summer. I got a big budget deficit. I don't know what they're going to do. And that thing has been in the works for what, 20 years? Something like that. Maybe not quite 20 years, but not one bit has been finished. I mean, it's the $100 billion light rail, high-speed light rail that goes nowhere because it's not going, and it's not going anywhere. That's like a big-scale project. What Portland's talking about, they will start off with much smaller. But with the way that planning goes in Portland, with the way that planning goes here in Seattle, it would take years and years and years. And by then, rents will have already doubled and they'll be, oh, we're always playing catch up. How come that is? Well, because you got so much red tape because you're a big blue Democrat city and that you want to protect the consumer, that the end result is that you constrict the supply of housing. And you make it less affordable, more expensive is another way to put that. More expensive. Who knew? These are not difficult concepts to, you know, wrap your head around. The city could look at public housing models currently successful around the country and elsewhere in the world. This is a governmental entity that literally went to Portugal City Council of Portland went to effing Portugal to try and figure out some solutions for their drug addiction problems. They flew to Portugal. What did they come back with? That's great. Best trip ever. What'd you learn? I don't know. Not really sure. Yeah, wow. And anywhere else in the world, weighing those against whose the impact to Portland's housing market and the potential burden on city government. The potential burden. Let's talk about that. How much money do you think it would cost the city of Portland to put together 100 units of housing? What do you think the management contract on that bad boy would be? What do you think the profit margin on the subs would be to put that thing together? Oh, tasty, right? If you're a builder, oh yeah, I'll take that contract. You betcha. Hey, Jimbo, we got a little cost overrun here. Like it's three times what we originally bid, but I know you want us to take this and make this happen because you guys need to go be able to go to your constituents and say, we're getting some housing done for you. Now, it's you got the blind leading the blind. That's what social housing would be in Portland, Oregon. And I will gladly cover for you every process along the way to see how this goes. You know, it's ideologically driven with no sense of facts and no semblance of reality because you've already kissed off all the private developers, the ones that can actually get it done at cost. You got to feed them something profit-wise, but they're the ones that can do it because they're the ones already doing it. So you've already cut them off at the knees because you've said, too much profit, too high of rents. Well, that's how this works. You've got cause and effect. And if you don't have those, business crumbles. Kind of like the downtown core of Portland is right now. Now, if Portland could get your downtown core squared away, get some of your revenue issues squared away, get your homelessness issues squared away, get your drug addiction, get your crime issues squared away, then start looking at social housing. All right. Okay. You guys have done a good job, you know, playing catch up on all the other ridiculousness that your own policies created. Now look at social housing. But no, that's not going to happen. We need it now. I'll podcast it for you. Thanks again for being here. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.